Glad to have Matt Jones on with us. He writes for the Democrat Gazette. Matt, of course, is in Fayetteville. Matt, read your stuff early this morning. You were all over this with Jeff Long being fired. Kind of the question is, did you think it would happen on a Thursday with two football games left?
Well, I think today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was making sure I was on the right.
My bad. I get every day confused there.
You know, it seems like an unprecedented timing to me to make a move at athletic director, you know, some, 15 days before a lot of people expect that Arkansas is going to make a move at football coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I expected, to be honest with you. Obviously, we all heard that there was probably something up there, especially after, you know, that incident at the Board of Trustee meetings last Thursday in Little Rock. You know, it's kind of it's a difficult situation. If you want to make a move at AD, do you make it, try to hire someone and then hire a football coach? Or do you hire a football coach or go try to hire a football coach with all of these, all of this uncertainty around your athletic director? I think either way, it's a very difficult situation for the Razorbacks, because now either you have to go hire an AD in short order and tell him that, you know, his first job is going to be to hire a new football coach, or at least that's what we think is going to happen. Obviously, you know, Brett could potentially turn things around here the last couple of weeks and maybe, you know, be able to pull out another season. I don't know. But we think that there's probably going to be, you know, a job to hire, and it's going to be a football coach, which is the most high-profile thing.
You can get – ADs don't have to coach the next 3 weeks in a bowl game, 3 weeks. You know, is a month too short a period of time, Matt? Or Dave, you know what I mean? Dan Mullen's going to coach in a bowl game.
Well, with the early signing period now, I think you got to get it done pretty fast.
There's the early signing. There's a lot of things that go into this. But basically, you want to have your coach in position as quickly as you can, mm-hmm. because you've got assistant hires that you've got to make, and you've got to get people in place. If you can't get somebody in place for that early signing period, you got to have somebody in place, you know, that can hit the ground running and only have about 5 or 6 weeks to go before that late signing period. And it's a very difficult proposition that Arkansas is in right now, probably an unprecedented one. When you talk about an AD being ousted this close to the expected ouster of a football coach.
We're talking to Matt Jones with the Democrat Gazette. But, you know, you talk about them getting an AD and bringing him in and having him hire the football mm-hmm. coach. And, I mean, don't we hope at least that they already have their whole list, everybody lined up? I mean, they're pretty much should be just about ready to go on a new AD at this point. And then you bring in a new AD, and any AD worth his salt has got to have all these guys lined up as his possibilities as well when he comes in. So, I mean, it shouldn't be a shock to anybody, right?
Well, that's assuming that they have someone in place. You know, if you take the U of A at face value and at its word, they say that this decision was made today, and that or last night, one or the other. They didn't give a time frame, but it was mm-hmm. made within the last 24 hours, and that they're putting together a committee to search for a new AD. That would lead you to believe that, you know, that there's at least going to be a little bit of a search with the chancellor and then his committee for a new AD. I don't know if they've got anybody lined up at this point.
Well, back to my point was, I think you can have your AD by December 15th.
You better have your AD by December, I would think.
I would
think you'd have to have your AD lined up much earlier than that.
I'm just saying that way, you know, I mean, because football coaches, if you got somebody you like, you're probably going to have to wait till their bowl game's over.
I think. Well, I mean,
I think they'll take the job, but maybe coach in the bowl game and then come back.
You can't hire your football coach by December 15th. Usually,
unless it's someone that's not coaching right now. I think you have to have an AD place within the next couple 3 weeks, and then he's going to want to have a football coach in place by about mid December. So I think it's going to be a really interesting next few weeks to watch.
Matt, why did they fire Jeff Long?
Well, I think that probably it was an accumulation of things over 10 years. If you stay anywhere in any job, any position, any job anywhere for 10 years, you're going to upset people. And especially when it's a position of influence and leadership and power. And I think, it's an instance where he upset too many fans, too many key boosters, and, you know, had kind of lost the support of university leadership, whether that be the chancellor, whether that be the board, I'm not sure. I think it probably was several members of the board of trustees had kind of lost confidence in him. And, they say that you never stay somewhere more than 10 years. And if you do, you're going to wear out your welcome pretty quick. And I think that probably was some of what you saw with him, parting ways with Arkansas today.
Matt, just from the chancellor's statement on the email, I know you saw it. Jeff has lost the support of many of our fans, alumni, key supporters, and members of university leadership. That's a pretty damning quote on an outgoing athletic director, or if it was a football. I mean, that's kind of like this guy, nobody likes this guy. That's what it sounds like to me.
But if you're Joe Steinmetz, you have to justify your reasoning for parting ways with an athletic director who – within the last 4 years has been named National Athletic Director of the Year by his peers. And earlier this year was voted by Sports Illustrated, I think, as the third or fourth best AD in the country. So you better have a reason that you can justify parting ways with him, and I think that's what that statement illustrated.
I always kind of thought that 2013, when he won that award, though, it was for the way it was integrity, and he got rid of Bobby Petrino. Mm-hmm. I thought that played a huge role into why they,
and I think every AD out there probably said, "Well, I'd love to be able to do that."
Yeah.
Kind of like the comedians on Seinfeld. You go heckle people that heckle you at your show.
Sure,
wouldn't it be great if we could do that?
And it could have. You very well may be right, but ultimately it was voted on by other ADs, and you have to look at the positions that he's also been appointed to in the years since then. He was one of the first 12 on the college football playoff selection committee. Just earlier this year, he was appointed to the NCAA's Division I football oversight panel, which is ultimately, probably the most important committee pertaining to college football, even more important than the selection committee, because it's the committee that produces recommendations for rule changes and safety changes. And pretty much anything and everything you read about rule changes with the NCAA as it relates to football, it begins with that committee, and he was appointed to that. So, yes, there may be something to that AD of the Year award was, kind of a reactionary thing to what happened with Bobby Petrino, but I don't think those other two appointments had nearly as much to do with that as it did that, in this position at Arkansas, he had earned quite a bit of national respect.
I think that's a lot of it, too. I think it's kind of like you talk about the respect that he had from the other ADs and those of his peers. It reminds me kind of like of an actor who always wins the Critics' Choice Award, yet never does well at the box office.
Martin Scorsese.
Well,
he never won the Best Director.
Yeah, he doesn't win the People's Choice Award, but he always wins that Critics' Award.
Matt, just kind of a curve out there. I know you've heard it. We on the buzz here from whenever this happened this morning until now. Is Tommy Tuberville, is he a legit candidate?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know who the candidate
is. I think he is. I mean, but he's kind of been around here the last couple weeks, saying some things and speaking in touchdown clubs.
I don't see it myself. And if he doesn't, I mean, he's never been in administration before, has he? Of course, I don't know that you have to. I mean, Frank Broyles went straight from coaching into
Barry Alvarez.
Barry Alvarez, sure.
I can't say who is in consideration to be the AD. I know this, that the trend nowadays is to not go get former coaches. You still see it happen every now and then. Mississippi State, South Carolina, both promoted their baseball coaches to be AD. But the trend now is to go get lifetime professionals within college athletics, because this is being an AD now is much different than it was 12, 13 years ago when Frank Broyles was finishing up his time at Arkansas. Jeff Long inherited a budget revenue that was $49.5 million a year. Now it's $125 million a year. And so you have to be somebody who is a very smart businessman. You have to be somebody who's very good at managing a large staff, athletic department staff. You're talking about probably 40 or 50 people, if not more. And that's before you even get to coaches that you manage. And so Maybe they go that route, but I think
it's more likely they do that route.
I'm kind of wondering, though, and I got you, man, and I think, by the way, we're talking with Matt Jones with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Wally was on with the Zone before us, and I heard him talking about, you know, you go back 10 years ago, and there were the coaches in the SEC were a lot better coaches than they have right now. And he said, you know, at least he implied there was reflection of that because of the ADs are a different kind of AD as far as what you just mentioned. There's been a shift to more revenue raisers and business type guys. But I'm wondering with what's going on now that you go, okay, we have a revenue raiser and all this, but we really have to have a guy who's more football-minded, if maybe they're going to plan to maybe revert back to that a little bit and say, okay, let's get the best of both worlds with some guy.
Or Wally mentions a guy with, you know, has got an idea of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's easier.
Yeah, I think that's a little, I think that's a little overblown, that you have to have, you know, some sort of experience with the state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of programs out there, guys, that are very similar to Arkansas, whether it be Nebraska or Wisconsin, or you know, you can probably go find a lot of other states where there are minimum resources and it's a pretty, you know, basically a one team, one program type state, or, you know, at least one program dominate, you know, mm-hmm. like Tennessee. Obviously, it's the big dog over Vanderbilt, Memphis, in that state. I think it's a little overblown, this thought that there has to be an Arkansas guy, because I think when you really get down to it, there are a lot of states that are very similar.
Hey, Matt, we're coming up on a break. I know you are a busy guy. Matt Jones, Democrat Gazette. Go read his stuff, WholeHogSports.com. Matt, appreciate you on short notice, man.
Okay, appreciate you guys.
Take care, Matt.